brothers and sisters, stand up and shout. We love Madge Weinstein, shout it out loud. Brothers and sisters, stand up and shout. Shout we love Madge Weinstein, shout it out.
Hello, everyone. It's Madge Weinstein, your favorite lesbian on the internet. I have a food allergy, or a dozen. I'm doing things a little bit differently today, technologically. I've turned off the cunt presser, the physical cunt presser, because I have found that it causes less room noise for you, the gentle audience. I may not keep it this way, audience. However, I think that I will use it this way for Eat This Hot Show, because that way Vera won't hear all my squeaks. She's a dirty whore.
Lace up so you can face up and hit the lineup. Play me wrong and yes, you might wind up dead on arrival, because this is survival of the fittest. So do your push-ups and get weighted or get off it without that. No question about that.
They're closing in.
Yo, I doubt that. Face to face, rhyme for rhyme, fist to fist. Sweet dreams when rings hit lips. So slow down, I won't go down in a throwdown. Yep, she's out, now that's another hole down. You should be knowing this. You can't flow with this, the best, the gain, the stress. The depth soloist, I roll. The mic transforms like a decept. A's it effect, who could possibly effect? The chick with soul, the boss who has to master. To ducks who front, I make like a ghetto and blast ya. I'm hyper, riper, doper, stronger. Break beats are broken, rhymes last longer. I find and lose ya, and left your loss. And you sweat to death like a horse. Now who's the boss?
It's so easy to say yes to a man, but there are times when you really need to say no. How do you? Well, if it's about bed, I think near honesty is the best policy. Why pretend you're a virgin if you aren't? It's handy, but it's cowardly. When he gets too forceful and squirming loose just isn't enough of an answer for him, you might say, "Look, you're terribly wonderful, but do you know that every attractive woman gets offers, and a girl can't go to bed with everyone who asks her. You wouldn't be interested in us if we did. You're lovely and tempting, and maybe a little later, but right now, let's just see how we get along for a bit."
Mm-hmm.
How do you say no to your husband when you just don't feel like making love? If you never feel inclined to say anything but no, I guess you need every excuse in the book. Migraine, vapors, announcing that the Tonight Show is over and you've decided to stay up and catch the Today Show. But I hesitate to put my brain to work on any great excuses to keep you out of bed with your husband. I'd rather encourage you to try to like it. If you do like the physical relationship of marriage, but occasionally you just aren't in the mood, well, I think this sounds friendly. "Look, darling, I'm feeling like an icicle tonight. I'm mean and I'm frigid. I love you dearly, but please check with me in the morning." Now, back to not being married. How do you turn off somebody you've already given in to, but you didn't like it? If you don't care about seeing him again, ever, you can just say, "I didn't like it." If you want to keep him as a date, however, but not do that again, you could say, "Do you know I can't think of anything you could say that would work? If you have any ideas, I'd love to hear them, and we'll put them on the next record." All right, here's a chap you haven't been to bed with. The problem is, were you under the influence of peyote fumes when you agreed you would even go out with him? How do you get out of the date? Telephone him. "Hello, Malcolm. Can I talk to you for a moment? You know, I've been thinking about our date tonight. I've been thinking about it all week long, as a matter of fact. Malcolm, my life is so complicated. You see, there's this man that I've been seeing for ages, and we're trying to decide whether to get married. We break up, and then we get back together again. It's probably a mistake, but you see, we're going to try once more to find out if we can make it work. So I guess this means I shouldn't see you if I'm going to see him." This kind of dialogue will sound as though you'd really rather see Malcolm about 1,000 times, but a deal is a deal. Malcolm will be gracious, I'm sure. Who needs a girl with that kind of problem? "Miss Abernathy, I've got some dictation to polish off tonight. Maybe we could have dinner at my place and you bring your shorthand book. Mr. Frankenheimer, you are one of the world's most attractive men, but I simply cannot risk getting to like you too much. I haven't any sense about these things when someone is as devastating as you are. I just wouldn't be able to know how to handle it. If that happened to us, well, I'd have to leave, and I couldn't bear that. I want to stay with you forever and ever. By now, Mr. Frankenheimer should be backing off across the room and should be asking you to place a long-distance call to Mrs. Frankenheimer in Miami. No matter whom you're saying no to, compassion is the keynote. It must be ghastly to be a man. They have to make most of the first moves and run the risk of rejection hourly. Who wants to be rejected? Please make your no the least hurtful, the most lovely no you possibly can. You may want to change your mind someday.
Well, that was Helen Gurley Brown. What the fuck? Turn off the mute. I had to mute myself on the other business. It doesn't matter. It's technical. I'm a lesbian with food allergies. This is Yeast Radio. I'd like to thank, therefore I will thank, of course, now he has to play, now that I'm recording. And I can't bend over now because the way that the compressor's off and everything, I can't do that. The compressor's off. Did I tell you that? Anyway, several of you came through for me on the financial department. I am most appreciative. I still need money coming in, but I will need it coming in continuously until I can find a regular source of income doing something like this. In other words, I ain't selling out. Okay? You got it? I'm not going back to doing IT and all that. Trotsky, go lay down. Go lay down. I'm doing a recording now. We will play with the bull after. We'll go outside and see you lesbian. He has a lesbian. Anyway, whatever. Listen, okay, so some people sent me, Stephen Wilkinson, I think, sent me some business with this, that fucking vice presidential whore? What's her name? With the retarded daughter? I can't remember. Be nice. You know, I think I told you, but my friend, Nurse Wonky, who was the nursing supervisor when I worked over at Thoric Hospital for many years, she used to say, "Now, Madge, you be nice to Mary Macatucolo, because she has a retarded son." And that, my friends, is the Republican strategy. Will you go late? Oh, fuck me. Anyway, I have a vagina. It's wet. It's hot. Suck it off. God. Listen, go lay down. There are some people, a lot of people donated. And before I list these, I think I do want to list people, but I want to give people a chance to opt out, because when you donate with PayPal, you give your real name. It forces you to give your real name. So I don't want to mention anybody's name who's like, for whatever, without, you know, their permission. So I'm assuming it's okay unless you tell me otherwise, that you don't want me to mention your name as a donor. Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? I want to thank people because I'm very grateful for the money that's been coming in and hopefully will continue to come in. And I'm open to ideas. I could make DVDs. I've got everything I've ever made pretty much in its master form. I've got masters of pretty much everything. I've got tons of shows in master form. I could sell DVDs of particular episodes, perhaps. Not all of them. So there was quite a long time when I didn't keep master tapes. But, maybe that's worth something if I sign the DVD CD, the DL, the DVD DL, Dualea, you know. I got videos up the ass. I could sell videos from Europe. I don't know. If you ask me for something, I could sell it, sure. I don't know. And if I sell one, I suppose I can make a PayPal store and sell more of them, right? Right? Anyway, I don't want this to turn into a fucking telethon. But Ninja from Hot Fossils and Rebel Matters was just asking me. She says, "Madge, you're not quitting podcasting at such a time." No, I'm not quitting podcasting. The problem is I need money to pay for my rather expensive apartment. It's expensive. And I need to clear a good $3,000 a month in order to, and this is, I'm talking minimum here, so that I can pay my mortgage, my bills, and food. And that doesn't include emergency stuff. That doesn't even include the taxes that I have to pay off for the rest of the year. It's fucked. Okay, so, you know, anyway, so I got to hustle, and hustling comes before podcasting. But, you know, look at this. I'm still doing it. I'll still keep doing it. Don't worry. But, you know, people haven't let me down yet, or I would have stopped podcasting. The fact is, if nobody had responded to my plea saying, look, I need money for Yeast Radio to continue, I would have probably stopped. But the fact of the matter is, you, general audience, as much as I loathe you and call you retarded, because I'm honest, you have come through for me many times. So I can't and won't stop the show, at least not right now. So I appreciate that. So in answer, Ninja, that's why I haven't, if that makes sense. Anyway, I've got a vagina. I don't know. Twinkle Boy sent me a song, but maybe we'll play it at the end if I remember. Twinkle Bois of the Twinkle Boy Pogrom. He's got a pogrom. Oh, yeah, he does. 8-inch penis, too. He looks so little bitty on his pogrom, but he's huge, I guess. He's like 6'2 with a huge cocky, I heard. I mean, he said so. It's not like it's my fucking fault. What is this? I don't know what I'm doing. Now I got another song from him from September 8th. What? I don't get it. I don't understand any of this, gentle audience. Let's see. Okay, there we go. I don't know. Okay, there's two songs that he sent me. Thank you for your amazing... I think I'll do this one, Lapsed. Lapsed, because my vagina smelled. Because, I don't know, this is the one that caught my eye because it says... It's called Twink. I don't know what it is. It says, am I talking in circles? I forget I'm supposed to talk loud because I don't have the compressor to adjust my volume automatically. It's just a test, but that's why I'm sounding kind of announcerish with my blasting voice because I have to with this fucking microphone and no compressor. Because normally when I have the compressor on, I can move back. But see, now when I move back, normally you would hear me at regular volume, but now it doesn't. So you can tell when I'm moving away. So I can be like Vera and have a cunt juice. Oh, you have a cunt juice. Oh, I mean me. I have a cunt juice. My name is Manch, but I have a cunt juice.
I am a pussy, 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 pussy. I want lots of pussy. Pussy, pussy, pussy.
Oh my, it seems that as foul-mouthed as I am, gentle audience, my cunt juice is even worse. Even worse.
Stop it. I'm going to go to a 12 and 12 meeting and get some big dyke pussy. I'm going to a women-only meeting. Hey, yeah, bitch. Fuck you, whore. Spread them lips and let me lick them.
Sorry. That was my cunt juice. And I'm sorry for stealing material from Auntie Vera. Charles Girdle. Ow. I almost broke my finger. I've been doing yoga like fucking crazy. It's my new drug. Drug of choice. And you know why? Because it's fucking awesome. That's why. Fuck you. All right. Am I recording? Yeah. Let's see. So anyway, so in Democracy Now, they wind, you know, they had a good program where they talked about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which I'm still trying to fucking understand. But basically, it's another bailout. So rich people are going to get bailed out. And in the end, and like I said, carbonbank.com to understand this better, for a better explanation, because I'm a fucking retarded person. But basically what it means is that chances are your mortgage is going to be owned by the government. So and the government is collecting money because the people who really own your mortgage are, I mean, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac themselves are only worth, you know, several billion, but the mortgages are worth like something like 4 to 7 trillion, a huge amount of money. So why the big difference between what the company's actually worth and the 4.2 trillion? Well, it's the mortgages. What it means is the rest of those people are bondholders that own that company. And most of them are overseas. Well, I don't know if most, but many, many of them are overseas in China and whatnot. And the reason we had to sell, the government bought Fannie Mae is basically extortion from investors and foreign governments. And we were forced into, the government was forced into bailing them out, or else it would have crashed or something. I don't know.
whatever. I can't explain that very well. I had it, and then it left. It left. Oh, my God, I thought I had notes. Jesus Christ, I don't have notes. None? Hold on, a sex cunt. I'm sure I had notes. Did I shut it by mistake? Let's see what the open notes to. Oh, yeah, here's some notes. Oh, no, this is from the other day. I already did this. Okay, so we'll just talk about this one thing. So today on Democracy Now, they were whining about that whore with, Mary Macatucolo, the retarded daughter, right? Retarded son, retarded daughter. Well, yeah, it's not much different. Anyway, first of all, I have to delve into the swamp for 1 minute just to make my own observation, which is, do you really think she kept that fucking retarded baby because she's pro-life? Hello, can you imagine if she had aborted that thing? It would have ruined her political career. Anyway, but that's delving into that garbage that I'm preaching not to delve into in the first place. I don't know what I'm talking about. Listen, fuck you. Fuck me. Sideways. Oh, I'm so fucking nervous and shit. Listen, so the thing is this. Stop with the minutia and the whining, you know, all these people. So Steven sends me these videos and I watched the first two. I did not watch the documentary about her. I will. So keep that in mind. But, you know, I saw the religious, you know, the things from her church and I was kind of like, okay, yeah. So they're crazy or they're fundamentalists. And she thinks God is steering her. Basically, she thinks God is driving her to govern Alaska the way he would want to. But, you know, I don't really give a shit, honestly, because you don't have to. She doesn't have to be the vice. She doesn't have to fucking win, people. This is the story. I mean, just fucking go to the polls and vote for the other guy. Vote for Obama. And this is so ridiculously obvious because go on Wikipedia and Google Sarah Palin's education. Excuse me. She went in beauty. She entered beauty pageants to pay for her school, something honorable, but she went to something like at least four different schools just to get a bachelor's degree. Bogus schools that I've never fucking heard of, right? Now, the point is this, you know, do you really want another idiot president? Because when you have a four-time cancer survivor, okay, when you have a four-time cancer survivor who has already got, according to my psychiatrist, signs of early onset, just on time onset Alzheimer's disease. And you know, I think this would be interesting if somebody wants to do it, but go and look up, I'm afraid to, cause I'll see my own symptoms, honestly, but look up in a clinical book thing, what the symptoms are of Alzheimer's disease and then analyze some videos of John McCain and see if you can point those out and make a video of it. That could be a very powerful tool. But anyway, okay. So this is so fucking obvious. We don't need to get into her personal life. We don't even need to get into her religious life. It's so, God, we're just falling into the Karl Rove pans by talking about all that shit. I don't give a shit about her church. That's her own fucking private business. And just because they dragged Obama's preacher through the mud doesn't mean we have to do the same fucking thing. You know, I don't fucking give it. What happens in a church is in the church, you know? Now, I don't fucking give a shit. I'm not voting for the cow, okay? But listen, just look at the education alone. I mean, what the fuck is wrong with people that they're making all these, you know, issues about little things and trying to find dirt on it? Well, the dirt is right on the fucking Wikipedia entry. Look at her fucking education and look at Barack Obama's education, the first black editor of the Harvard Law Review. Now, the president is somebody who fucking has to, above all, he executes the law. He is the executive branch. They're in charge of executing the law. This is where Bush has totally failed because he has no respect for the law. Okay. Now, don't you think it's a good idea to have a good lawyer doing that? Okay. As opposed to a beauty pageant contestant who has a retarded son like Mary Macatucolo or daughter like Mary Macatucolo. Oh, I don't really care about the retarded daughter business, whatever, but come on. It's so fucking obvious. She went to like the, oh, what is it? Okay, let's look it up. Fuck. Sarah Palin's education. Education. Of course, it comes right up in the fucking Google. Okay, so this is so easy. Education. Education, education. Excuse me. Where the fuck is it? Of course, it's not early life and education. In 1984, Palin won the Miss Wasilla pageant, then finished third in Miss Alaska, in which she won a college scholarship and the Miss Congeniality Award. She admits to smoking cannabis. Oh, who cares? Palin spent her first college semester at Hawaii Pacific College, transferring in 1983 to North Idaho College and then to the University of Idaho. She attended Matanuska Sustina College in Alaska for one term, returning to the University of Idaho to complete her Bachelor of Science degree in Communications-Journalism, graduating in 1987. In 1988, she worked as a sports reporter for KTUU in Anchorage, and she helped her husband's commercial fishing business. Okay? Now, let's look up Barack Obama's education. Oh, fuck me. I pressed enter. I mean, this is so fucking obvious. There, if you are talking about all this dumb personal shit, and even this, the religious shit, you're falling into the Karl Rove hands. How many times do I have to fucking do this? Talk about substantive things. You know? Do you really want another idiot running the country? And as vice president, she has a reasonably good, especially to a senile four-time cancer survivor, she has a very good chance of actually running the country. So she's mayor of Wasilla in the last election, Wasilla, whatever it is, in 2004. She wins the governor's, and now she's been, 20 months governor of Alaska. But 4 years ago, during the last time you voted, probably, the last general election or presidential election, she was fucking mayor of a town of two people, okay? And Obama was going from state senator, where he'd been for several years, to U.S. senator, okay? Big stuff. Wrote books. Really intelligent fucking guy. Married to a really intelligent woman. Yeah, keeps his religion to himself. Thank you very much. Okay, Barack Obama's education. Let's see. Well, where's his? That's weird. He's really hard to find in the Wikipedia thing. All right, let's just see. Okay, born in Honolulu in 1961, obtained early education in Jakarta, Indonesia, and Hawaii, continued education at Occidental College, Los Angeles, California, received a BA in 1983. From Columbia University in New York City, an excellent school, by the way. Worked as a community organizer in Chicago, Illinois. Studied law at Harvard University, where he became the first African-American president of the Harvard Law Review and received a JD in 1991. Lecturer in constitutional law. That's a law degree, in case you don't know. Lecturer in constitutional law, University of Chicago. Member, Illinois State Senate, 1997-2004. Elected as Democrat to the U.S. Senate. Okay, I think you can easily make the case that this guy is a hell of a lot smarter and a hell of a lot more qualified, especially considering that he studied constitutional law. The president has to enforce laws. The current president has no idea of how to do that and doesn't do that and doesn't really give a fuck. So you've got to be a fucking moron to vote for these fucking McCain ticket, a senile and a fucking beauty pageant, practically college dropout. Give me a fucking break. Who doesn't know shit about the law? All she knows about it is fucking Jesus. Give me a goddamn break. But do not fall into that fucking trap of talking about all this other shit. Talk about the shit that matters, the education. Because you can't talk about this character bullshit. You know, you can't drag a religion through the mud just because they did that to, the Republicans did that to Obama. It's just, that's just not the way you do it. Hello? You need to make a real fucking argument. I don't know what to fucking say. This is just annoying to me. This is annoying to me. And get fucked. And let's hear what this fucking twinkle boy sent me. I don't fucking know what it is. Bye. Thank you.
drunk until he was quite fat.
I know one girl who gave her guy a totem pole for Christmas, a beautiful thing, very phallic, about 6 feet tall. Wasn't that an elegant gift?